Okay, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Podmas, day 6.
Jingle, jingle.
Welcome back. We're still here. We're still at it. We haven't quit yet.
Never quit. We are not quitters.
This has been, dare I say, challenging a bit sometimes, but still fun.
Nah, it's not, yeah, it's fun.
It does make you realize how uninteresting your life is, though, when you have to talk about it every day.
Or does it make you realize how interesting it really is?
Nope, it's the first one.
That's sad.
It's the first one. It's definitely not the second one.
Just checking.
But this will be on a Monday. So happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
For Mondays, we are going to do something a little different from our regular ranty, complainy episodes. We are going to try to talk about some uplifting, positive things to get your week started.
Yes.
So, do you want to start first with your kind of anecdote story?
Sure, I can start.
Yeah.
Start off with some serotonin, I guess.
Yeah. Some hope.
Glimmer of hope.
It's a glimmer of hope.
When I first started at my job a couple months ago, I was having a really hard time with my boss. Like, she was being really mean to me and she was like bullying me, and I didn't know if I would like survive there. And like, I spent lots of days crying outside.
Bad.
And,
like, bad, you guys, bad.
It was really bad. And like, I've had bad bosses in the past, but like, this one was
next level.
So like, I didn't think that I'd deal with a boss like that at my age.
Yeah.
Especially like where the company itself has such a good reputation.
Right.
And like, everybody that works there seemed to love it. And like, I kind of felt alienated in a way because I didn't know who to talk to. I felt like it was just me. I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong.
Yeah.
But recently, I don't know what happened, but there is like a huge shift. She's so nice to me now. Like, as mean as she was to me, she's that much nice. You know what I mean?
Wow. So she's essentially just fully turned around.
Yeah. And like, there's one time I was standing outside waiting for Dustin and it was like snowing and cold. And she's like, do you need to ride home? I was like, no, Dustin's on his way. And she's like, well, I'm going to sit here in the parking lot with you until he comes. And, like, let me get in her car and like, to make sure that I was warm and stuff. And it was just like, I was like, are you going to kill me in here?
Like, maybe it was just the really Christmas spirit.
Maybe. But she's like, we joke about it now. I was like, when I first started here, you're really mean to me. Like, my first conversation I ever had with her was a meeting with me and another coworker. And she was like directly looking at me and yelling at me.
Oh, man.
And I was like, this is not going to go well. But now I talked to her about it. And I'm like, I just didn't think you liked me. She's like, you just need to get through that. Like, I am kind of a bully sometimes. I am kind of mean. But if you can survive that, you can survive anything. And I was like, okay.
She admitted to being a bully?
Yeah.
So a self-aware asshole is always better than an asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's an ugly side to every person. Everyone.
Yeah.
Like, even the nicest people, they probably have something about
Absolutely.
Them that kind of sucks, you know?
Hell yeah.
And it really is unfortunate when people are managers that maybe shouldn't be.
Well, that's what I was saying, too. Like, I was talking to my shop supervisor because, like, he asked how I was doing, like, my first week. And I was like,
That's where I would just start crying.
Well, I was like trying not to cry because like, he's also not like a very emotional guy. He's like, as soon as you show like a little bit of emotion, he's like, I'm out. So I was like trying not to cry. And I was like having a smoke outside. And I was like, I just don't know what to do to make her like me. And he's like, there's nothing you can do. You just have to keep on doing your job. And the better that you get, I promise you, the better she'll get. And I was like, okay. And then he was right. But also, the issues that I was having with her when I first started, everybody's having those issues.
Is she nicer to everybody now? Is it a full turnaround?
It's hard to say because like, I didn't really pay attention to how she was treating other people beforehand because I was so caught up in like, what do I do to make this stop? Who do I talk to?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You were focused on like making your situation better.
Yeah, like just solving the problem. Yes. But now that I see her, because like, it's hard to tell a difference. But like, even with my coworkers, they're like, oh yeah, like she pissed me off today because she did this. And I was like, okay, well, that's what I've been dealing with for the last 3 months. So I'm glad that it's not just me.
Wow.
Yeah. But like, underneath it all, I think she just comes off that way. But I think underneath it all, she is like a very caring person. And like, when she likes you, she'll do anything for you.
Yeah. There's something to be said, though, for someone who cannot like someone and still be nice to them.
You need to have that skill as a manager to be unbiased towards people and to be like basically like, to be, I can't find the word, but you know what I mean? Like you just have to not feel towards somebody.
Yes. Take emotion out of it. Exactly. Mr. Robot. Remove emotion.
And like as a manager, she's great. She gets shit done. She's like, she knows how to do her job well, but her people skills, not on point on time. Now a lot better, but I was like, oh my God, you can't be in a position and act like this.
Who knows what would have contributed to like her being better?
I think that she's just...
Do you think it was upper tier management?
No, I think that underneath it all, she's actually a nice person. She just comes off very, very, very aggressive.
I just feel like sometimes people really need to look at their behavior and changing it. And that journey is different for everybody, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're coming off a certain way in a work environment.
If you're a coworker, it's different.
Yeah, if you're impacting productivity and, like, your employees' mental health.
Yeah. And she.
That's so different. I know that
she doesn't have it the easiest either. We've had conversations before where she's talking about her personal life. And, like, obviously she has some shit going on. But, like. As I told her too, I was like, as a manager, you can't bring that shit with you to work. You can't take it out on your coworkers. You can't take it out on me.
Yeah, you can't kick the dog for what you're.
Yeah, and she's like, I know, and like, I can't help it sometimes. Just like, I try not to take it out on you guys. Just like, some days are worse than others, and
right.
It's like, okay, well, if you want someone to talk to, you can talk to me, but just don't yell at me.
So this is again, like going back to like what we would have talked about yesterday. AKA today or yesterday. You know, time is weird.
It doesn't matter.
Daily podcast. We bulk record these, so it's a little strange. But the last podcast we talked about, like, you know, like understanding that like people are the way they are for reasons and, you know, trusting that hopefully eventually you will see their best self, you know? Yeah. And so this is a great example of that. Obviously, she's come to terms with how to be a better version of herself at work, which is really nice.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, underneath it all, she has a big heart and she cares. And like, I didn't expect her to turn around because like, I'm so used to having bad bosses. Like at Starbucks, my boss there just like also hated me for no reason. And I couldn't like, there was nothing I can do to make her like me. There was nothing that I could do that was like meeting her expectations. And I thought that was going to be that way forever with my current boss. So I'm really glad that she turned around and was like, yeah, that's just how I am when I first meet people.
Wow. And really like, you could look at it this way too. Like maybe the bitchiness comes out because she cares so much about her job that she wants it done a very specific way.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. So like that's where the bitchiness is coming. But it's tough to fucking rationalize that when you're number one, you're starting a new job, so you're learning and you're new and it feels awkward because you don't know anyone.
Yeah.
And it's that first week in a job is so like, it's just such an emotional thing. Like
it wasn't like the first week, it was like the first month.
Oh,
it was
God.
Like hell. But I also came in like peak busy season two and like we were triple booking people basically.
Yeah.
So we're a lot more busier than we were intended to. So she was probably stressed about that too. And like there's a lot of factors that contributed to everything, but it's a lot better now. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm glad that I didn't run because I have very big like fight or flight mode. So
you stuck it out.
It did, yeah.
And I think maybe on her end, she needed to see you stuck it out for her to trust you.
Well, exactly.
To be nice to you. You know what I mean? Like it's just
absolutely.
These dynamics are complicated on
I'm also really glad that I didn't go to upper management about it. Cause like I think that would have caused way, way more issues down the road.
I'm of the belief that if someone is in a management role and they are like treating people bad, they should be held accountable.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't. I mean, like if we're still happening now, 3 months into the job, it'd be a lot different.
Yeah.
But where
it's turned around.
It's fine now.
And are you someone who can trust? So like she's in a good place right now.
Yeah.
So in this current state, are you someone who can trust that things will stay the way that they are?
No.
The look on your face.
No. You're mean to me, I will never trust you again.
So it's interesting. So you don't trust her. But you appreciate,
I appreciate
where she's at.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
You can appreciate where someone's at and not trust them.
Is that not the most Aquarius thing you've ever heard in your life?
I'm not going to say I hold grudges, but I might hold grudges.
You are, on the trust or not trusting side, you're more on the not trusting side of people.
I don't trust a lot of people.
Me neither, though.
Yeah. A lot of people, they can't be trusted. And, like, I said to her, I was like, I don't like coming in here and not knowing what kind of mood you're going to be and not knowing how you're going to treat me. And she's like, I promise it's going to be better now. And I was like, okay.
So the motivational Monday lesson that we take out of this is...
People can turn around and be nice.
People can turn around and be nice. If someone's a Grinch, give them a little chance. Find that heart of gold underneath
them. And their heart will grow 3 sizes or 2, or is it 10 sizes?
Not familiar with the Grinch.
2 sizes that day.
There you go. That's lovely, though. That's a really nice story of coming around in the Christmas season.
Exactly.
Being a nicer person. Let's all just try to be nicer. And I got to say, like, I'll get to my motivational thing in a second here, but that goes for being nice to yourself, too.
Be nice to yourself.
So
oh my God.
We had a talk right before this about, like, tonight and, like, plans.
Yeah.
And where you're at, because you've had a busy weekend and you're feeling like you haven't been giving yourself the time.
Mm-mm. I haven't.
And that's so important. Like, we have to remember that as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, to give to other people, we have to give to ourselves.
Exactly.
And I know that this is, like, such a common theme lately on this podcast, but it's just like, dear God, bail on plans if you have to. You know, like, if you have to bail.
Because the people who care.
Unless you're a guy who's, you know... been trying to make plans with a girl for months.
Oh yeah, and that's unacceptable.
You make a plan and bail within the hour. maybe just don't make the plan at all. You know, don't do that, homie. Maybe just be honest and say you don't want to see them. You know,
be honest, but set those boundaries. Unless you're a douchebag.
And the silver lining that comes out of a date canceling on you, and mind you, I said date, but it really wasn't a date.
Just a hang,
I guess. Because I'm still not dating material, you know? Still can't be seen as... Fuck, I'm really failing at Motivational Monday.
Oh, no.
Okay, silver lining. Silver lining is I can now stay in and prepare myself for the week and have a me night.
There you go. Self-care.
That's the Motivational Monday.
Self-care night.
Yeah. So my Motivational Monday thing that I want to talk about is Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Handler, do you know who she is, right? Chelsea?
Yeah.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, you don't? She is a comedian. Like, she's, like, had, like, her own talk show. She's an author. Like, super successful comedian. She is 46.
Oh, damn.
Okay. And I just love her so much. I've always loved her. But she has been someone who's been, like, essentially single for, obviously, most of her life. Like, never married. Like, has dated people, obviously, but, like, she's never, quote-unquote, settled down, had kids, gotten married, all of that. And she's always been known as, like, kind of a man-hater or kind of, like, hyper-independent. Like, I don't need someone.
I don't need no man.
And I've always loved, like, seeing her be that. But she's recently, like, got a new partner. And it's actually, like, a comedian friend of hers that she's known for years and years and years and years and years. And now they're dating.
Aww.
His name is Joe Coy.
Oh.
And so it's someone she knows and has been, like, in front of her the entire time. And she will not stop gushing about this new romance. Mm. And it makes me very, very happy.
Love that for her. Isn't it so weird that, like, you're searching for somebody for so long and they're just, like, right in front of you. You're like, oh.
And that's what I love about the story.
Where have you been?
Like, she found someone she trusts. She already knows. They've kind of come together, like... you know, later in life, obviously, but, like, the fact is that they've come together and they are so in love and they won't stop posting about each other and they won't stop gushing about each other. Also, like, she's, like, hitting, like, strides in her career too, all at the same time.
Oh my God.
So she posted an Instagram, which was like a screenshot of a tweet. And it said, today I was nominated for a Grammy for Best Comedy Album. I just want to say how fucking grateful I am. I found my guy. I'm nominated for People's Choice Award for Best Comedy Tour of 2021. And now a Grammy nomination for my last special, Evolution on HBO Max. I'm peaking at 46.
Ooh.
And I just think that's so cool and awesome to see someone who is still living life so vibrantly at that age. 46 isn't even that old.
Yeah.
In my mind. But unfortunately, in entertainment, women are very much disposed of after 30.
Yeah.
I would say. After 30, unless it starts to go down. Unless, yeah. Even still, like, there's this weird feeling of you're useless after a certain age.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate. It's just not the same for men.
Isn't that weird how, like, society makes us feel that way? Because yeah. I think we talked about this before, where it's like society makes us feel like we have to have a house and kids and be married by, like, age 25.
Yeah.
Who the fuck has, like, I know some people make it, but, like, 90% of the time, there's no way.
And I think it's so much of it, too, is it's just, like, the biological clock of women. And after,
yeah.
There is a time frame on, like, when we can have kids. And Chelsea Handler has always been very pro no kids. Very, always. She's like, I love kids. I just don't want them.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's never going to have children in her life. But in a weird way, she's found family with this new romance.
Yeah,
and
course.
I think that that is so... It just makes me very happy to see. Like, I'm ridiculously happy for her. And it shows that you can be a fucking fiercely independent woman, solo woman for a lot of your life and eventually find love.
Yeah.
And that to me is hopeful. And it gives people like me hope because I'm on that same train. I cannot picture myself in a relationship. When I picture it, it's foreign to me. The idea of being in a partnership.
Yeah.
And I want it so bad. I want a sense of family and partnership and intimacy and all that. But it feels foreign at this point.
Yeah. Well, at least there's hope that someday it might happen.
Someday it might happen. And I just think, yeah, give her a follow. And if you want some like good relationship content in your life, they're so freaking cute together. They're like always in each other's Instagram stories. And that's she's so cute. And the other thing too is like she's always been someone who's kind of kept stuff private, and the fact that she's like so publicly bragging about it, it just shows how happy she is because she wants to show it off to the world.
Yeah.
And I know that I say a lot of times like the best couples are the ones that don't post pictures, or like the best couples, the most healthy couples are the ones that you don't see on Instagram all the time. I kind of like taking that back at this point because I feel like there's a balance, obviously. Keep some things private. That, like,
when you're in a new relationship, it's different.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But when you've been somebody for a while and you're still like, you're not showing up for a relationship because you want to show off like at that point. It's like, look how happy we promise we're happy. You know what I mean? But like, yeah. When you're just starting out, it's so different.
Yeah, and I also think there's a level of, honestly, and I relate to this too. It's like, been single for so fucking long, finally have someone, I want to show it off.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I totally get that. Like, I think, I don't know if I could necessarily date someone who wasn't at least somewhat a little public about me.
Yeah.
Because I am so public. So I feel like it would be strange if I dated someone who was just like, no social media, nothing, never yeah, wants to post weird. A picture with me, nothing. Like, I think, I don't know.
Even it's now, like, in my 8 relationship, I still post, like, cute stuff that Dustin sends me or, like, cute stuff that he
exactly.
does. And, like, but I'm not, like, posting all the time because we've been together for 8 years. It doesn't
There's
matter.
A balance, for sure. There's a balance, but, for sure.
Yeah, new relationships, I think it's really cute when they're, like,
and especially look, where, look with them and with Chelsea and Joe, like, they're both comedians. They both do similar things. They're both like, posting content, making content.
Yeah.
He was actually on her podcast. So she has a podcast called Dear Chelsea. And they did a whole episode about their love story.
Aww.
So check that out.
I love that.
It
I
is
love
so freaking
love.
Cute. It makes me so goddamn happy. I'm a bitter bitch 90% of the time. I fucking hate couples most of the time. Most of you couples out there drive me fucking crazy and I hate you. But I really like Chelsea and Joe.
Great.
This is me being motivational. Hey, love. Yes.
Love is great. Unless you're a couple, fuck you.
Yeah.
But if you're Chelsea, it's all good.
I just love it. I just love it yeah. so much. But yeah, that's going to be it for Motivational Monday, I think. I think we
come back next Monday for more motivational talk.
Where Sarah and Sarah try to be positive.
Yeah.
Through the muck of life.
Positive's fun.
Positive is fun and
positivity.
Good.
Positivity.
But yes, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Another Podmas, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye.